The next kino, the long kino of Tesvav, the one that right before the one that we just said, Eichas Posu Pesuch Kekover, and this kino begins with a phrase from the first parak, a phrase from the second parak, and then a phrase from the fourth parak, and then ends with a phrase from the third parak. Aniya Gever. And the idea behind this kina is the episode of Navi, where Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyahu to write the first and the will become the first, second, and fourth Perakim of Eicha, and he writes that he's then has been in prison then because he's been in prison because the government did not want to hear what he had to say. And Psalm is a Morid of Malchus. And he writes from prison and he gets the text up to the king. And we said, told the story in previous years that Yoakim sees the text of Avecha and he reads the first Pasuk. And he sees that Yerushalayim will be destroyed, but his monarchy will maintain itself. And he sees the second Pasuk. And also doesn't get close to home because his monarchy will be maintained. And they keep on reading various psukim until he comes to Hayud Sarel L'Rosh Hayavel Shalom, which means that there's nothing left of his monarchy. And then he instructed to cut out the askaros, to throw everything into the fire. Because Baruch Hu comes back to Yirmiyahu and tells him that what he just wrote, the three prophets he just wrote have been destroyed, and now he should write it over again. And this time he writes the third parak, Ani Agever Ro'ani. The third parak, which is, if you remember from last night, every letter is mentioned three times, because this is a kina on the kina. This is a kina on the kina not being received, not being allowed to be publicized amongst the Jewish people.
David, Lechol, Chivani, Menizor. Nachlosein, no, Kinuch, Shabiyad, Lechem, no. Gols, a good, a lot, a son, him. Mechu, Polygolus, Miss Adadi, Godnar, Paddy, God, a going to do. Vosho, Yavi, Ashu, Yavino, Himalishia, Gamki, Ezak, Vashavania. Gam gavalai porchi v'naki tosam chareki godnav niroch ha'yislamim gidu gerushim yachuzois קולינו כמעט כבי נלחם כאילו חצה וציסה להובה יבסק לשיש אמר ואור כיבואים נושם גפו את יויש ושם לא בכל שונה ושונה מזכים ויסש מוקלים ויושם לא לא יעליכם לא יחצה גילו ויעלבונו ואוויר גלו לדק יסך אז רגלו לא ילוכו יספוס לים כבוי בוי ויח מתארוי ציחה בליה ויסון לבירי בויים Bimoroim Megilo Kosabu Naki Nimo Hegeboi Umiza Marvatehim Mechato Ismadi Cheshova Koine Menachami Kimiayin Misroi Nain Bachurim Mutot Moitot Zukoi Shalbilo Horvim Ushchino Hayyalo Mikemi Vichosh Lishviyochim Kimibnei Chorvim נביאייך נייצו לקרויץ הבפיים, יחזרו עלינו ירח הפיים, ניסו לבבינו אל כפוליים, נאו ונולדו ראש ממה המירנו. זקנו ונינם לרוב סיגויים, סילו סומי כתור רביעה ויבע, מיבו אשף סקוי סמובב. סורו תומי סוחו משימנו, שבאז מסוי שמחס משוירים ומרואית ויקלו מן שרם לבין הנשורים פוצו פרו פרמי ושמי ברשחס פני פאר חופס מאוי נהיק מלאי כמייני בלגי מים תמיד אינים פרסו פויטס אוי גיסו גורו תמור אוי זמוסטל בסך מוגר אי ניגר רום
The next kin is Emtechal and Nosh and Priya Malalai Tipuchim will now have another minyan downstairs for those who have to go.
Emtechal and Nosh and Priya Malalai Tipuchim Malalai Lim Tivashel and Nosh and Mechonis Yilodim Amadudim Tivachim Tivachim Malalai Lim Togoyt and Pasvarishim Zikshar and Lusus and Baruchim Malalai Lim And Tivach Lishon Yoy Neglechem And Tivach and Tchichim Malalai Lim Toymen Nogaylum Vashel and Tzorichim Malalai Lim And the Goshan Lushimoino May I smoke again, my rabbi look him all alive. Into me, I do, I love me, Yomi, may I surrender the Yahoo Bacham alive, leave the Nazan the Mother Echo, Jamai, the Melo, and Raham alive. If they are half not, I'm not Kishwain, the Melo, and him, Mishuk him all alive. To come to show me as any came out, show you how I'm so came into the market and look at the school as I get to milk him to scout the bench of a time and nice milk with milk him. And it's a laugh to the little boy of his own trick him, a lively, but a coy this little one married him, my uncle Shane, and bring him from me. She crumb my dear, yes, as she was to leave my dear, if they found the notion, pick your mash me, and he hurried and make the shadow in the coming of the loy mash me.
This kina that we just said, Alalili, speaks about the how Klal Yisrael became diminished, that various stories of parents eating children. So this means that Klal Yisrael was diminished beyond recognition, because we are a people of Rachmanim, Baishonim, Goyim Lechasodim. So if we were able, if we became so deprived, almost then depraved, that we ate our own children, that means that we very much lost our own character. And this is where Kalir moves the keenness on and says that here we get a response. Ruach HaKodesh L'mula Marim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is storming that we mention all of these tragedies, but we don't mention what brought this about. In other words, we don't mention the assassination of Zechariah Novi, that he warned us that this was going to come. It was in Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, and Klal Yisrael ganged up against him and killed him. So that's what he says, that his blood boiled in the floor of the Beis HaMikdash until Nebuzaradan came in and inquired about it, and we were embarrassed about it. Again, we described the story in detail in previous years. It's mentioned in the Kina and later Kina as well. Until Nebuzaradan finally said, well, let's bring in the Birchei Kahuna and see if the blood will stop boiling when we start slaughtering the Birchei Kahuna. And ultimately, Nebuzaradan then turns to God and says, how many more children have to be slaughtered so this blood should stop boiling? So the Medrash over here says that it's a takeoff, it's a discussion in the Medrash, where Yirmiyahu says, "If teichalno noshim parim oile tepuchim, Kishvaruch says, lemi oilal tokoi. How could this happen? It means that we are no longer defined as the people that we are. We're not going lechasonim by shonim." So Kadosh Baruch Hu responds by saying, "Imiyori gamikdash eshem koin v'navi." He says, "But they themselves reduced their qualities of being goyim lechasodim when they killed Zechariah and Beis HaMikdash." If we see the flow of kinos that Kalir is putting together, so in the previous one we ended up by saying that Hashem was Rav, below Rav Rivo, right? We've gone from the idea of being deprived and not being able to daven, and then we've described that the covenants that we had with the Rabbonu Shel Olam, the Kosomars, and we've gone through the different and the connections with the Koyanim, that we've lost that. And then we went on to describe the core of the Golos into a deeper point. Tzor Bifnim, Nechil Hashem, Titus, and Kadosh Baruch Hu was Leirav Rivoy. And then we went on to say something worse. The Kadosh Baruch Hu sent us warnings, and we were oblivious to those warnings. We dismissed them. We were upset by those warnings. Ad Kinei Kach, that when Zechariah Novi, Zechariah Kohen Gadol, comes to warn us that we kill him. So here Kadosh Baruch Hu is there's a major difference. When Titus and Rosh and Mikdash, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Leirav Rivoy. Kal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu now stands his ground. He's Rav Rivoy now. Kal Yisrael, if he won't argue with Kal Yisrael, if he won't hold us responsible, so then there's nothing left. So this is the end, so to speak. To hold Kal Yisrael responsible. Doesn't hold Titus, he's an Avodah Zoronik. That Chil Hashem, that can maintain itself till we're ready for it. But if Klal Yisrael is not Klal Yisrael, if we're consuming our own children, so then there's nothing left. There's nothing that will end up bringing the world back into place. This is where Kadosh Baruch Hu stops and says, here I have to stand my ground. And this is where the kinos begin to take a different form. And here we turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We begin to put back some of the pieces that we've been mourning about. We begin to respond to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu being Hashiveini Hashem Eilecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu said something to us. Now we very gently begin to assume once again the ability to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Lama Arutz Chayre the Omar Eilehem Moshe Yochal Chay Lezev Chayim Boi Atef Eiratu Niyazach Yom Atazel Midlasayim Yom Lama Tzalalti Ad Kiniv Chay Yom Ayidal Shim Mika Yom Yata Kodin Shoy Shetim Les Kinoishim Mikerv Yishishim Amagudashim Lama Rok Shugoyim Am Kineishim Eishim Uveis Kodesh Kodeshim Yata Shim Alihenu Kayinu Cherpo Vesukos Chavosh Nisrefo Lama Sivala Nachlas Chupo Tatsmi after Rufo, Lino Choy Bifo Miyad, Tzadikovo, Lucho Adonai Atstokum and Atsdi, Kok Mechimbo, Lama Nihinu Lano Diva, Kikonzo is Wasm Mechoyim.
Just as the Minig Yisrael is that an individual does not move from Ninus to Avelos without Tzidik Hadin. Whenever a person, when we can say Tzidik Hadin, so the truth is stima sakever. When the base is no longer mutal b'fonav, so then a person moves rachmanu l'tzlan from aninus, from having an impaired and a damaged relation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but not being able to do mitzvahs, not being able to daven, and then when it's no longer meisay mutal b'fonav, when the death, when the tragedy is no longer staring you in the face, then a person is able to bring together some thoughts, some ideas, and then, if today when we can, we say Tzidu Kadin. And that, Minig Yisrael says, that's a something which flips a person from being a non-davener, being a baninos, to being able to confront the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kalir gives us now a Tzidu Kadin before we move on in the kinos. So we say, L'cho Hashem Atztoka, Tzal Tisha B'Av. So our Tzidu Kadin over here is we're not yet able to say that we understand the every single tragedy and catastrophe that happened. But we can say that L'cho Hashem Atztoka, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's track record with Klal Yisrael is such that we know there's a relationship and we know that everything that He does is justified. We can't bring ourselves to say Atzidik Hadin would be like saying Atzidik Hadin in the Shoah. So that's, we're not able to say that. But we are able to say the L'cho Hashem Atztoka. We're able to say Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Midah of Atzidik Hadin. We're able to say Kadosh Baruch Hu, we've seen time and time again. So therefore we say Belonu Boishas Aponim. So we admit that we are embarrassed. But that's what this Tzidik Hadin is. This Tzidik Hadin goes through the various important points of Klal Yisrael history, where Kadosh Baruch Hu has done things for us. We go through Gulas Mitzrayim, we go through Kriyas Yamsuf, we go through Matan Torah, we go through the Mon, Nesichon V'Og. So that's our Tzidik Hadin. That going back over time, we see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's dedication to Klal Yisrael, so there must be, we are able to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu pushes us to say Atzidik Hadin, when He turned and He said, but you don't remember what you did to Koyin Vinovi in Beis HaMikdash. So that's what, this is Atzidik Hadin that Kalir offers us, they're able to say. ולנו בוישס אפונים משובנו ולך ובכל לב שתושו ולנו ברחנים לכון נצטוקו בשם מי ישון לשריס עשינו כבושה מלישון מה ולנו בוישס אפונים כסוב איש חמוד אויס התאיל היעוז נכון שמו The next is the kina, which is, I think it's the strongest form of tefillah that one achieves throughout the kinos. And it's not a prayer for Klal Yisrael. It's a prayer for Gilui Hashechina. It's a prayer, L'sifletzes v'na'etzes ki li v'ashamayim v'shamashagas v'rivecho eirim oru and he said to Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to his enemies. He should listen to those, to the Chil Hashem which is going on. He should listen to the Titus's and see how necessary it is to bring Shechina back to this world, to see how Kadosh Baruch Hu's suffering. Hateilai Oznecha Leniatsu Veshilchu Ve'esh Mikdash Shmeira. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bend his ear to hear what the Goyim were saying when they set the Beis Hamikdash on fire. Hatele Yosnecha leleitzim lotzin chomdu lehem. You should hear how the cynics amongst the Goyim were desirous of what the Jews have. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that we had reached an end when Klal Yisrael was no longer identified as Baishonim and Gemle Chasodim. That's where Yaakov Moshe Chalap writes that every time the Jews go to battle, that is a moment that brings Geula closer. So on one level, we discuss over the course of the year the idea that Rav Kook describes that battles define people, define nations. So when Klal Yisrael goes to battle, then who Klal Yisrael is becomes sharper. The definition is sharper. Despite what others say, when we go to battle and we are concerned about civilian casualties, that defines the core of Klal Yisrael. And when we go to battle and the people who are not close to Torah and Mitzvahs but fight on behalf of Eretz Yisrael and fight on behalf of a nation, so that brings into sharper focus who Klal Yisrael really is. And what so that's what Rav Kook was saying, that's what Yaakov Moshe is saying. But I think there's another idea. But when Klal Yisrael goes to battle, that means that the viability of Klal Yisrael is challenged. And if Klal Yisrael is challenged, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's entire enterprise is challenged. So then we reach an end. Then the goal has to turn around. So that's what we'll be doing in the kinos. Once we get to the Chil Hashem of Titus, so Leirav Rivoi. But then when we get to the Chil Hashem of Golos HaShechina, Kadosh Baruch Hu can stay by the Kosel Merav and watch. But then when we get to Klal Yisrael, not being Klal Yisrael, eating their own children, So the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, then we reached our end. That's a melchama when Klal Yisrael is challenged. So then, that's a turning point in terms of Gula coming closer. So Kadosh Baruch Hu pushed us. So in Kalir's drama over here, so then we said, Tzidak Hadin. Said a Tzidak Hadin, we can misfollow. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu responds to a threat to Klal Yisrael, so definitive of who we are, we respond to a threat to the Kavod HaShechina. So therefore, our first prayer is for Kadosh Baruch Hu, for Gilui Shechina. Our first prayer is to repair the Chil Hashem that was brought about through our activities. Ushma sichas na yatzulev yachtav alecho alois nistakolu hatele yosnuch olin yatzu vishiluchum veish mikdosh moira ushma mechorfecho madmi meisoyde vikol zimro hatele yosnuch olin leitzim lotzin chomdu lehem ushma kol cherposa meshecherifu vachapel vimoschol neyem hatele yosnuch olin liyaru ויוציאו לקירובים ורחוי ועשמחה זרים ושמה תחוס תנופה מכלו על מזבחה כל חזירים התי אלי היוזנך הולך לחילולי ותינפו בייס קודש הקודש עם ושמע זיידה וזרק למבו לך מילויס כדוי שמתי אלי האוזנו כל אלוי יזם ואיזה מיצח לכו ונילוח עמבו איתה בבייסוי ושמע בויז עלולים עלולים כי אינו איש בבייסוי התי אלי האוזנו כל אלוי ורס אני ויעשי אוין ושמע גידו פעל מחיר ופעל משתחצס עד כיסחו אוין התי אלי האוזנו כל אלוי תמלא גס ומתי חילי ואינו נבנה ושמעת ביחס מספידים וקורבים וחכים וסייבונה התל היוזניך על האוימים עוזה ושוקח ונדוטש ולא עד שוימים ושמען כוסינו וקנה כנוסינו ופונך על מקדושך על השומבים This idea that we're expressing is caught by the Gemara that says that Klal Yisrael has tefillin. In our tefillin it says Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekinu Hashem Echon. Kadosh Baruch Hu has tefillin. Kadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin says, "Umi kamcha Yisrael ge'echad baretz." It's the same idea. And remember that when the Rav would speak about the importance of Yom HaTzvot, so the Rav would explain to us that he didn't view it. Certainly later on in his life, he didn't view it, the establishment of the state as a he didn't view the celebration as focusing on Geulas Yisrael. He saw it more as what happened in 48. And he explained to us that it's hard for us to imagine the despondency of the Jewish people as a people in after the Churban in Europe. And he would recall how the success of the missionaries in 45 and 46 and 47. He'd recall how when he was in the train coming from Boston to New York, so the missionaries were very successful. There were many, and they scored many hits because the Jewish people were in a despondent state because of the Chil Hashem, the Churban of the Jewish community in Europe. So just like Titus was able to interpret our mikdash is paganism, and dismiss our mission. So after the Churban in Europe, same thing was able to happen. So he described how this turned around in 48. In 48, so then the Jewish people were able to restore a measure of their pride, and we were able to defend ourselves against the missionaries. For him, this was much more definitive of the rapprochement of the that the Kal Yisrael was undergoing at that time. And that's what the order of the Kinas gives expression to. There was a Kal Yisrael suffered in a way that's impossible to describe. Achil Hashem took place in a way that's hard for us to appreciate. And with the establishment of the state, so there was, both were nudging together. Kal Yisrael, the pride of Kal Yisrael, at the beginning, and it was able to be restored, was restored, and the concern that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael, so that building block was back in place. And that's and when you see it in terms of the keynotes, you understand what the Rav was saying, that when that relationship is not in, when it's unraveled, so Klal Yisrael is unsuccessful in continuing. It's, if we can be ravaged by missionaries, that shows where Klal Yisrael was. That's what the kinos are bringing together. The next kina is the one Varzei Halvonin, and we say it now probably because we understand that the loss of greatness, the loss of great people is a kapara. We say it now because it's one of the elements of Churban to lose Mar Kevis LaKadosh Baruch Hu, the people in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, that if the Shechina is not Nigla and Mikdash, so maybe it could be Nigla through great people in Klal Yisrael. And perhaps it's brought now because it refers to a story, it refers to a conversation that took place between the Malachim, so to speak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when we lost the Rabbi Akiva, so the Malachim came to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, "Zui Torah v'Zui Schara," and the Kadosh Baruch Hu responded by saying that stop now, or I will return my entire world to devastation. So, whatever that means, it means that we reach a point of Tzidek HaDin, and we have to understand that there's a limit to what we're going to ever understand. And that perhaps that's why it's captured at this point in the Kinos. Thank you. Next kina was a survivor, a chavishu mimeni bad abeira. That if he's silenced from all else, he has to speak. The yovar laimo, and whatever happened will happen. Chomas ezak mishoyd lechoshech in shemaimo, and because he has to explain what the enemies have brought about. That's the yuchi v'yuchal adoma. Is I tried to keep quiet, and I couldn't, and I can't keep quiet. Kayoy leida efa eshaf hashema. Sounds like, to me, it sounds like, again, this is not clear. So, what we described at the very beginning of the kinos, the hesitation that a person has to say a kina. So here there's a survivor of a person who saw Jews to sacrifice themselves because they did not want the goyim to force them to serve Avodah Zarah. So apparently, the one who's misadar the kinos wants us to appreciate that. I mean, it's not only Rabbi Yesheva and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol, but there were generations where Jews had this inner strength to, and they would rather give their lives up than be forced to serve Avodah Zarah. So we move from the Arzel Vonon to a Jew who saw this happen. So he's hesitating to describe. He's a survivor that doesn't know if it's right to speak, but he can no longer hold himself back. Mispeit mar ese va'akonin b'nima. Divrei shagosa yitchu kayama. Sifti ala dosa shenit l'shama. And he says, I have to give this eulogy, I have to give this hesped. The Rebbe used to point out that kinos were a kiyum in Bechi and in Hesped. That in a private mourning, so the Gemara says that the first 3 days are days of Bechi. That's why it used to be that only very, very close friends and relatives would be Menachem over the first 3 days. And that was changed because it's often hard to get to a Beis Ovel. Someone doesn't go during the first 3 days and we can't go on Shabbos. And we can't go on the last day because they only sit for 20 minutes. And the first day could only be filled when there's no time to go. So we've relaxed that rule. But the first 3 are days of Bechi. And then the very beginning is the time of Hesped. Throughout the Shiva is the time of Hesped. So the kinos are a kiyum. Whatever Klal Yisrael does has to be rooted in some practice. I used to point out, this kina gives expression to that. And later on we have the famous lines of Torah, Torah Chig Bisok, that Torah has to mourn, Evel Yochad Asilochu Mispei Tamrurim, Al Toysi Mishay Tachu Forsi Mechmarim, that of the many people who would normally navigate Torah within Torah, and I assume it means would be able to guide Torah. Melechayich V'choymlech M'mayim Adirim, the ones who would, the captains of the ships of Torah. We often feel that we have trouble presenting Torah. We often feel that we're not able to interpret Torah in its most appropriate fashion. We don't have a Sanhedrin. We often feel that we have minhagim and takonas, that it's the nature of Torah, that it's the right thing to do. But we feel if we have a Anshei Knesset Gdola, and things would be different. That's what this Mekonein is pointing out, that we're losing, we've lost Torah, Torah Chig Risak. We have to realize that our enterprise and our mission will continuously be impaired until the restoration of Beis HaMikdash. Chvish v'min v'adim v'yamolim v'ochom v'sezak v'shoyim l'cho shoychen shemayim v'tzikas nimul chilu chaladoim v'kalidu v'efa neshaf v'shoyim v'nizbin ha'res v'akoyin v'nihim v'adim v'yishago yisayit chukiyam v'sifti yala dos yishidin v'sham v'eich shavas masoy z'or v'simcha kol ponim pobru v'kol v'ish korucho v'chol zokon gedulo v'yal kol livanoch v'yod nisoyer goy az d'or v'shucho asil abirai hoge oiz miftecho v'sulay sevchoy v'hinoso v'znizikho.
The Rosh Kol Chutzos Nivlos and Kasucha Oil Alive at Tapai Nashu between Tim Chani Lo as Lois with the Mosi Yalecha Yoshu Alai Dibu Yetzoy Nidoch Al Harboi Tzim Chilo Vim Tzimoch Eli Lo Shomai Yim Tzaki Lomo and Relim Tzuhu Mitzaku Moro Sifoy Tambor Hei Ogdu Machabura Kol Kechoy Lo Tzore Kimav Kibro Yis Odinu Al Dasef Yizura Leimbo Kinnik Zeyra Gzeyra Bechori Avazom Evro And it's Vado Mishrish of the Torah, the Kaddish, and the Godel, and the Yerav, Yishki, Os, Achim, Chinsku, the Ezuli, Domi, the Yerav, the Hoyra, the Likirel, the Zorba, the Chosu, Gemma, Gvira. Albonim, Sivas, the Far Abalazu, Gimuri, Seva, La Loi, Rish, Likrit, Shedu, Levu, Nibu, Ba, Nibu, Le, Zachin, Lag, Nachum, the Terra, Nakriv, Chem, Koel, Vak, Tor, and Itzki, Mochim, La, Yerav, Sfun, and the Ainkal, Azuba. Orid besichi vohim of a kol nirim ozes kim gedel uktan le kabo mi ya ham vodin sheikhim yoin mis kein mis kein nanem hey mo yu tkhil in yoin mi yot le kros ma ze fon dem nego am yoin mi ne so bu pin darim in parsh doy ne mo ovis she ho yu rahman in ne khul yakhs ke yein if is well always well born in me she goy vol ol le vi shoyne mu ni shkhan khalof ze kin mo khoy mo lo ali soil mo de ve mo khul ofo ke zanin ma kalos lu bu she shonen ולא ויש בזרוע יש חסון למנו תוכית וכם וחידוינם זיך וזו יסקל לדוסם בוינם יאל תכש ומייר בו יסקינים אספידו על חסינים הגונדם אשר צולו במים הזה דוינם לזיך את דוינה שגום האור ובסיך ומימה כל ניר ועם התוי ותוי וכן גביסות מספל שימה פורבים אבל יוחד עשים לך ומסבית אמרובים אל תפסי משקתייך ובורסים מחמור ומלכייך וכם לייך ומאיים עדי ומרחים המרחיך ויאשו ידעו ומפען חצפונייך ומגלים מסתורמי יקץ וגבוס ומייסת להסמורים ויפורק הבית ומייסורת שבור מייף ולנזיר את מייארך נדור מישתדית מעמקייך וחתו עיקור ומלחם מלחמתך ויושם לשורים פעים לחום העובדו ונופלו גיבר משרי מסכילים כמרכיז הירבים עם נוחי שולם נוחי שמישורים אוי ואבוי שוין ושדן לנסורים ולביבת נפש וחבול ומצירים Kilian ain't naim, so mama's voice is over him, everybody with me eating so of him. Uvoy kim it's sad me, gal, and over me, marry name, or yeshuim, or show him. Mikhut shikla kerem, yay mocha, mikhador him, and mos, I stab him, rayo kills the so of him. Tani le se ros, rashe se rafool, the zarm, and kilu, bro, will be kurua. Nigzarm, kasir, misivu, him, mikdilam, do him. Halelet is apa, kadoin, kol yitzurim, tin, koim dam, and nishbach, and my mamu gorim. Mishoin aniyem yen kasu urim am shami feshul unim umiruim richam oisam malta charim akarno mikbi varim orid besichi vahim avakol no yurim avim We've described in previous years the story of Isnavi Chatosi, the two children of Rabbi Yishmael, that were taken captive and that were placed by taken captive and sold to different families. I think there were 97,000 slaves, Jewish slaves, that were sold in Rome after Churban Bayis Sheni. And the price of slaves plummeted because there were so many slaves to be had. And Rabbi Yishmael, as we described a few moments ago, was a man of unusual beauty, and his children had the same genes, and they were taken to separate captors, and the two captors mentioned in conversation to each other how each one is a very beautiful young woman, a very handsome young man, and they were had the idea of mating them so they'd have a unusual progeny. And we know the story that's described in this kina, that they spend the entire night in different ends of the dungeon, because they couldn't imagine children of Aaron HaKohen would allow themselves these liberties and this violation. And then when the sun came up in the small window that was available in the dungeon, and they see that they are brother and sister, so they die in each other's embrace. And it gives us an insight into the purity of Klal Yisrael. We spoke about Azelvona, and we spoke about those who gave up their lives not to serve Avodah Zarah. Perhaps it gives us a metaphor for the many lost opportunities that Sinas Chinam
has given Klal Yisrael, the many nights that we spend apart from each other. Next, Kinda refers to every paragraph refers to one aspect of Beis HaMikdash, the various clay Mikdash. Perhaps the Evlazar Kalir wanted us to appreciate that every clay Mikdash, there's different ways to look at it. But every clay Mikdash was probably a way in which the Kadosh Baruch Hu would give bracha to this world. We know that the Shulchan was a way which Kadosh Baruch Hu would give parnasa to this world. And the menorah was a way Kadosh Baruch Hu would give light to this world. So probably every one of the clay Mikdash was a different way which Kadosh Baruch Hu would bring bracha, that Kol Yisrael would keep it in mind. We see the lechem upon him. So it will remind us that parnasa comes from Ribbono Shel Olam. So that recognition is the source of a bracha Kadosh Baruch Hu can then give us. Once we recognize the source of a bracha, then we become eligible for it. That's the idea of the Birchas Hanenen. But the Kina begins with a very important phrase for us. Espoid b'chol shana v'shana mispeid chodesh. That every year brings a new hesped. We mentioned on Shabbos, this year brought new hesped, a new kina could be said. Could be said a kina when, we mentioned on Shabbos, when the nations of the world want to instruct us whether 20 Jewish families can live in Eretz Yisrael. A separate kina can be said when our greatest friends want to be insistent on limiting where Jews can live in established areas of the Eretz Yisrael. Kina can be said when Jews of stature, any Jews, are handcuffed and not saying paraded, because I don't think that was the intent, but that also is Esved B'chol Shana V'shon Mispein Chodosh. So there are a host of brachos that the Mikdash contains, and we only come to realize them at various points in history later on. There probably are brachos hidden in every single keli, and that's what Kalir is pointing out to us, that if we go over the details of Churban, so then we'll find and be able to appreciate the various kinos that he hasn't gotten, he didn't get to write, but later generations could certainly write.
Achuvin beisem midrash ki huvas v'chiyudash. Espoid v'chol shonu v'shonu mispin chodesh. Ala kodesh olam mikdosh. Tisosel aleim l'shishim meiroin k'zizat o'ila ben choren k'liyat o'ish ben shnei b'nei arvin. Shnei mikdoshim ha'shem emalu v'mato zel gav zehu afol no ma'alot v'namtu v'yachmish v'espaka v'vito roshi yabanu k'dignu z'u v'vito v'reiches v'arba g'cholu m'dvir v'yalom ha'alchoiz v'arboim. Yesoi that the Himalacha Chayes Kodesh, the Kodesh of the base Kodesh can live on. Sachta Melal to Oli Shud and Vendam to Ake Kaf Ol Kaf Yesh Akeidon. Sefiras Tevarta Chokin Nitzin of the Yad Sor Vachol Chlichem Do Ivo Viveso Oitzer Lachor Koyach Vigbur Nomu Otzer Pnei Akiv Se Ozu Polu Vigobi Shemayim Lekadus Vishpolu Yochanu Voyez Lishtabek in a follow, Asor Shulchonis, Ol Shulolu, Ulrechayim Domu Aye Adon Elu, Lois with Shinor Lictation Kunholu, Sirafim Oim Dim Nomi Mahamad, Kinersum Machoinois, Mitech Mahamad, Mizadim Korbu Yimeashmad, Nechayishis Yom Yasaraki Irois, Kinim Sirula Belvinam Shivu Rolois, Vishnema Irois, Mios Kidu Rois, Masi, Oifanim Mashim Rakoba, Kurodulo, Oretz Zayer Akiakoma, Chaylei shal goyim livnei kiruvim ba lo yoy samboi rod meyese yirodu batlalun livrachu lo yirodu kelovim rovim alvomim seyom dodu obdodu kol kli chesev leyazov kutso tu vishusu mi beis alav in seis ahodu shorachu oiz vuram yoyim asher nikra muhuma en mevucha lakas malachim ki isha mitzeru nivrachu dibur pasach mi yom nuach wa meyicho Tosu amoinim oyavim, oitziu gakruvim, uvechliba, oyuvoisom, misavivim, hinega cholagoyim, beis yehuda chashuvim, cheil sarfei akoydesh, kulaf migulosoi, ve'el adir, shemoy le'ovas ilos, le'galim kusam, beis atvim isilosoi, zamarei shachak, shachak chershu minoyam, minom malochem, Poi ayon tov amatikalson lemelach she'an bishas azam va'akoyanim alviyim al mishroit nishchotim va'machlokoyim al dushat asis v'dyoitim v'damu ayem elachosim rotim hakelim amishamshim v'shvi oilchem v'sorim v'sigonim v'kelim v'shulchem v'smur badim sakhar v'malachim dots lohavi v'akahino v'inim v'chol v'yalach l'vonov Mishagui Kavi Vidir Bail Barach Doidi Uchaal Meis Mis Abel Pigden Arucho Isvoi Belaila Luki Bail Omala Mashkisi Yim The next kino is a reference to the it was composed after the Chelmeniski raids in Tatnu against the four cities of Spire and Orms and Mainz and the Kino describes the Avigoyim came in, gives the dates and they came to the shuls and one shul was in the middle of davening, it's all described in great detail, and this is again another example we said before of having a misbeit chodosh. This is based on the concept that the Tisha B'av is the day that is the collector of all the tzaris of Klal Yisrael, and. One is a paragraph, Simun al levavchem mispeit mal lekoishro, kishkul ariyosum lisabul liasapro, kistreif beis lakino ulam babiro, that we should pay attention to this kina, because the crisis, the tragedy of that event, of the gzeres tatnu, can be measured against the tragedy of the loss of the beis hamikdash. V'chi ein lo hoisif moyeit shever v'saveiro. And the Mekoinen says that we're not supposed to add another date to remind ourselves of the tragedy of Kol Yisrael. Ve'ein lakdim zulosi liachra. Takas keina yom levi yosi a'oireira. the Esper of Elilo, the Evke, the Nefesh, Mora. That perhaps he means that if we were to have other days in which we set aside for various tragedies, then that would take away from our understanding of Churban Beis HaMikdash. It would mean that Churban Beis HaMikdash would end up focusing on the loss of the Tuvat HaMikdash and the Churban, but perhaps it would take away from later generations being able to see the, as we discussed, the Chilul Kavod Klal Yisrael and the Chilul Shem HaShechina. But by putting it all on the same day and being able to relate to events that are closer chronologically, perhaps that's what he meant, that Elo Sif Moe Chemis Aveira, because Tzreifas Beis Lakeinu, because it's really measured against that. We are able to appreciate the sense of the Chilul Kavod Yisrael and the Chilul Hashem because it's all the same, because it's all the same day, because we bring them together in the same day. Could be that every generation needs and should have, for educational reasons and for pragmatic reasons, and days that are days of Kina for various events of that time. And may very well be that Klal Yisrael sees that there are events that are definitive of that generation and future generations. But ultimately, we have to bring it all back to Tisha B'Av. So that's why we have these kinos at this point in time.
Al base Yisrael, I don't know. I cannot love a chaver. But say that any dimma, alila gom. We pause the karmas of chamor. Penema kavayda, kavayd kol chaim da. We see a kruah shechula vegalmuda. Tarem mekem mishne megada. Anu vekani nozayis lagida. Eisayr talmi galayim. Galay amokay mi enyoshim chaverim. Al base Yisrael, al adoy no kinoch lube chaverim. Ava payizlu mayim demagira. Vakoynein maralei arugay ashvira. Vesheni beshrone boy biyemar gayel ukra. Mir gayel legayel nechul avira. Negu bachure chaver. Misheish yador nesu yachad afshem mishlimu vayra. Al yichod shem am yichod yichadu shem megvura. Kibore koya oy sein de vor le mar ro ve khaye nay bu lo mai ni gu ku le asoro u be ma ye go ni yo yo tri le akhri ro kilos kode she mi go se ma yoy mi za kho kal ver mai zium be khuno u be khu ro go oy ni eretz ni ki tar pa mai ki tu she mi yu khon mi vay mi es mi shloi she khoy ni zi lu tar ro ובחודש השלישי בקריאס הלל לשעיר ראש לימונם שם מאבו קשורם אוהים עליהם בבחי ימלא לך שבו כלולי חסר על ראש ומיאטרו וילדירי כמה מגן צבע דורה מנשם כלו מרוי יצס גברו יש לימונם שם ליחוד שם הנוי רו ויעלם זק על שפר רצוען רו על שני מקדוש היסוידים כיום אור ארו ועל חור וישמעת מקדוש היום מדרשי התוירו והחודש השלישי בשלישי נויסה ודאבינו מאירום החודש הנפח ליוגין וצוירו ויואים התנדוס סיברתי לסעשו ויואים נסינוסה כמייכן עוז חוזרו עוזו ללמרם למקויים לדוירו אם תקו ונא תקו ודורש עד החוי גולי נאו ושי נאו ואישן כמו ביוירום סימון על לבבכם מספיד מעל הקויש וכישקו להריגוסו לסבל תפרו כשרי פס בייסלי הינו אולם ויאמין רב וכין לא יצח מוי ית שבר וסבי רב ואין לי אקטים זו לא עשי לי אך ותח אז כין היום לבי עושי אוהי רב ויש בדו ואין לי לא ויאב כמנה ושמו רב הנחוסי קוב דמיבוי כמנה רב על בייס ישראל יום עדוי נקי נבלו בחורם ויעלה לני ויחי יבלי בי נעים נהי מויס ויאקו למקוי נעיס ולחכון מויס אלי ואל יקולו מוי מויס היש מחוי למחוי ולדה מויס מחוזש עקל חבר ומחדר מי נויס
Al basis Rabbi Madai Neki Nablu B'Chormem. Next Kinas, the describes Eliezer Kalir, Elazar Kalir, puts into the Kina, the Medrash that Yirmiyahu Navi went to the Kever Avos, and he asked the Kever Avos to come up and weigh in behalf of Klal Yisrael. He says to them, Tzomes Chavivos, how are you able to rest over here? Hablo v'nechem Yisrael Golu, Klal Yisrael has been exiled. Beit Hamikdash is being destroyed. So go kulam bekinim. All of them began to say kinos, began to cry. Al chesrei nabonim, because of the children who were thrown out. Dogu bekol tachlunim b'nei sheikhin noinim, and they began to turn to Hashem. Vayi avtochas v'zacharti lem b'ris v'shoinim, and they say, where is the avtocha you sent us? So Kadosh Baruch Hu responds, They exchanged serving me for nothing. They weren't afraid. That is Hester Ponim. And I sent them a lot and they didn't do tshuva. Zog Av Hamoin Baburam. So now Avram Avinu davens in their behalf. Chinam Nusesi Esim Chines Avuram. So he understands. So Avraham Avinu has a different approach. He said, what about my nisyonos? I have tochas al tira Avram. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, but your children have gone against what you stood for. Tol hotos b'avodah zarah. They were serving avodah zarah. So k'itzovach Yisro p'nei sheichin shachak. So Yitzchak says, l'shov b'itav achuchak. Was I put on the Mizbeach for nothing. So Vayir of Tachas is Bris Yochim is Yitzchak. We just had two kinos of Kal Yisrael who had the qualities of Rom and Yitzchak. They were Mois and Nefesh. So now we can come back and this gives meaning to what the Ovei said to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu responds, Maru be Yirmiyo Timuah Meria. It says that the place of Gevura of Yitzchak, so they were metameyit. Nil esi nisogoya, and I become tired of carrying Klal Yisrael. Soch Yulad Beselef. So now there was Yaakov Avinu, who the voice Kesanin Zoylef, who cries, he says, I took such good care of all of my children. I was able to raise. In other words, what was unique about Yaakov Avinu, there wasn't a Yishmael and there wasn't an Esav. So, who from many domim, the domim come Elef. So why am I the one who has to pay the price for what happened to Zechariah? Potz Roya Neman. So then Moshe Rabbeinu says,
Atzona shebecheki human. I was entrusted with all these people. Ech gozu b'loizman. So why were my sheep sheared? Where's my eftocha? Kol b'chileya m'seifefes. Leah is able to come forward. Rochel is able to come forward. And then the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Shuvu simim l'nuchaschem. He says, now you can go back. What was the difference between what Avraham and Yitzchak said and what Yaakov and Moshe and Rochel and Leah said? Because Avraham and Yitzchak, they said, we have a haftacha. I did nisyonos. I served nisyonos. I have credit. I gave up my life. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says they've used your credit. They don't. They are not living to the. They're not holding themselves up to the standards of your nisyonos and your sacrifice. So Yaakov and Moshe say differently. Yaakov said, "I was a good father. I took care of the children." Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I was a good shepherd." Leah and Rachel said that they were concerned about their children. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts. It's a different kind of tefillah. That kiviyochel, asks a Kadosh Baruch Hu to respond in the same way, to see us as children. And just have rachmanas. Oz malach yimi yol ki veyov es vos betov es chaviv es noa ten shaykh veis v'neichem golu v'teichem chaviv es v'ayi zochi zov es v'eir talu veis go kulam v'kinem al ches v'in bonim dovu v'ko v'chanun v'pnei shikin v'oidem v'ayi tocha z'chak lem yus v'shaynu hei mei miru ki v'oidi v'soyo li pochud li ro v'al le meina v'yem v'yishobu li no v'yechaz apak al amirat liyo zog av amun v'avuram v'chinen p'nei el rom v'chinam v'seisi yasir v'chines avuram ואין חזיס ישיב ומגיע יפתוח אסלתי רבם תאו לו הידיס ועבוי לזורס יועד צולחת בורס בורס ושבורס ויחס הפק על ביטו עשר את הדיברס כוי צומח יצחוק פני שייכין שחק לשוב ביטה מחוחק ואין זרי נשחק ונמחק ואי יפתוח אסס בריס יוקמס יצחוק מור בירמיו ותלמה מריה נולי סינסו יויה אוי לו לימן שיה ואיחס הפק על הריגה סחריה סוח יולד בתל לב דבויס כסן אין זוי ליב Oy lo lay shi tsach tu mir le ve goz u mir khab khab le ve ikh u fam mir dom mit im am Pats vay nem man khav vos bi ev nu mod man sayne she ve khaki u am ne goz u bloy z man Oy ye ev to khas ki le yal man kol ve khile be ze feves al lo ve ve khol khoy so Shuvu semei milenu chagos, ma'ali amayel, שיב קולס בניך we see the quality of the previous Kina of Yaakov and of Moshe Rabbeinu and of Rachel and Leah, so that Kalir reminds us that Yirmiyahu Navi had the same quality. Medrash says that Yirmiyahu Navi was away from Yerushalayim when the Korban took place, and he comes back to Yerushalayim, and he then sees that the Jews have been exiled. So this Kina describes how Yirmiyahu then follows the trace of the Jews till he's able to find the Jews. And this, at the very least, the very at one level, speaks to the enormous person Yirmiyahu Navi was. That he was dismissed by Klal Yisrael. He was thrown into the prison as being one that was rebelling. And he was continuously and he now renounced his nevuos, was burnt, and nevertheless, Kadosh Baruch Hu could only exile the Jewish people if Yirmiyahu was not in the watch. And then, when Yirmiyahu sees that he is that Klal Yisrael has been exiled, so he immediately follows them. He runs after them.
and he tries to give them strength and give them comfort. And this, again, is a continuation of the previous kina. And that's the greatest tefillah we have to Kadosh Baruch Hu, is that if we take care of our own, we take care of Klal Yisrael. And then we can come to Kadosh Baruch Hu the way that Yaakov Avinu came and Moshe Rabbeinu came. So Yirmiyo, his first move after Churban Bayis, is to be able to direct us as to how we can restore the Koyach HaTzvilah. The HaTzvilah will be restored if we're able to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu and say we're taking care. We're taking care of our children, of his children.
Now another reminion downstairs for those who want to finish with Elit Zion and the rest of davening. Next, kino marti shu'umeni v'vchiyah morver mar nafshi v'ruichi v'kor ramu v'yosin nasinu liyor v'vchiyah z'vnech masami v'vchiyah mutor lo v'yotin v'yplita nishorim v'yikol z'aki marki sheva sheva nikla el u'mene z'ikbot z'chayel lechu kirvo yizvir z'ikbot z'olam v'yivim 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 the Niklum is the most Nitois, a Shura, and the Moidach, we have a Labu. Oh, we found them there in Amru, the Nahina. So he says, Shmi, we name the Kiro, go, go, Miniachel. Halalaya Zibu Bihargo, Tuba, Yasuni Koshi, so you know, Marcus, the way look, Ace, and Ace, and Mava, Ten of Sakhan or some, the anti bomb, Yashtaif, Ishmidu Gibari Kulam, Mikhesev, Konisa, Tony Orech, Mikhosev, Kova Shamakam of Zavakim of Dom, Ishlim Kikorim, Kikorim of Tevach, Hin Lavonda, Madbeya. He be shown the Tevach, me tikum lavachim, no shin puya, modelated bulkim, me ishmael yidma. Have been this for the Ovkareya and Shema, me och as I to me shoma. The vas by the Yavusul as vas Yehuda, some of the Shulas. Suga for a for Havucha, Navshavishlim will Tevach Havucha. Poyne abim chivi lo 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 atzmoy al charboi lit koi lo pilo umis goylo bedom misoich amasilo koi roi say mi yonu tshoyd vashever yisto lo reg machamad eini kinim se lecher mul yeregim ke eregim ukavoy ro Sholim nim tzvachol pol loy nav shul tevach yish lo mipachad chel ha'goyim. Zoy zecher adi b'yitar b'chalchol lo gibare nirat tzvanechnu l'shvilo kinfol lefnei b'nei avlo v'yad lo say tiyach ha'gibo lo yuchal ha'ishiyah l'inei nubar goyim nikmo adam avadecho titiyam. Adonai ki gibor tse yidei choyiv ach mirah shoyiv kisoyiv shnar choyiv dikra shibor bim avon giyis negesh vimazivo visikvo usikvo vachal gemulois no shalim oyivay tapil meiros lechalim ki el gemulois adonai shalim mishalim. In the Goya Shekozelo, he says, now came Al, came Nikrei, so ki ish machama. Serechu lecham, lo yisu ve'emli nokma. Noikim adoin, ne yuval chayim, o kane lishimcha, murucho el. O ledam avodeh, wa shovul chor v'seri el, o nekoim neglas b'nei Yisrael, tipei domai achaz lachaz b'nei yoyiz. Nileisi nesoyiz, kolat lo, v'amayr, gulosi v'zorei shamayrom. Next kina refers to different aspects of the Beis HaMikdash.
It refers specifically, I think, to the idea of Tzimtzum HaShechina, and how the Beis HaMikdash is a sign of a great Ava for Klal Yisrael. It opens by saying, "Ba'oni Shemaim Shchokim is Belucha, Melei Mayoyduch Veim Leichal Belucha, Afkiyam Boyes." That the concept of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being in this world, so that is contradicts. It's inconsistent with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Ma'tovu Ma'noam Shiftecha Im Reyim. To take off on the pasuk, "Inu Ma'tovu Ma'noam Shepes Achim Gam Yachad." If a Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to live amongst us, that's a great sign of Ava. In fact, probably the concept of Tzimtzum is a concept of Ava. The concept of Tzimtzum is a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving Klal Yisrael the greatest possible gift, and that is to have access to the Shechina. That's to be able to have access to that which is physically impossible. That's why Bizman Matan Torah. So Kilo Yirani Ha'odam Machai, we're concerned about that. So this Kina focuses on that Noor Avoscha, how awesome is the love that the Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Klal Yisrael, Kei Nachlasecha. So then, that's the description of this great gift. It's much more to be said about it. And then, we say, Nochem Shambo, Zamim Hayikro. But then, initially, so Kadosh Baruch Hu invited non-Jews to be part of this. They were to see the love of Kadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. But Chatoi Ki Otzvu Achlasani Kina. When our Averis caused the brought about what now became the jealousy of other nations, the Orot Tzora Yisod, and the foundation of Beis HaMikdash became shaky. So Mani Shova, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu made me desolate in the Sata Zabayis. Then he goes on to describe Chamudei Atzireyim, the different parts of the Otz Beis HaMikdash, Madu Nitocha, V'chem L'Shechocha. How could this great love turn to unceasing anger? Mekoyim Konen Nigoshu. Different aspects of the Beis HaMikdash, but all of it is rooted in this idea of Tzimtzum, which is again this, because it is a great sacrifice on the Kadosh Baruch Hu's part to do something which in any way impacts upon his non-physical nature, so that's a great sign of Ava, and it's primarily a sign of Ava. No, I'm also recently a mecho. No, Kim Shumbo, we have him a yikro. Hamude, I swear, ye may be a mecholeyem. Mikoy, Mikoy, and any gosh, you show me his kadoshu. Baskoli, oi, no matters, no pegas, and melakin, I may say. The next kina captures the same idea of Hishlich Mishamayim Arza Miigra Rama Levira Amikta. That sign of unusual love for Klal Yisrael now becoming a place of Churban, so that huge contrast, that huge journey is now captured in the next kina.
Mitzrayim,
Near me Yavin Uva Neime Yavin Zeyze Mirushalayim Zeyze Yizkainan Chachan Ha'ad Zeyze Mimitzrayim Allah Kanana Bitzeyze Mirushalayim Gale Yavram Uva Chachay Makam Say, say, me, Mitzrayim, Zidai, Neim, Shadafu, me, Al Rai, Shitafu, Gazay, say, me, Rushalayim, the Gansha, Bayim, Omitzoizu. Say, say, me, Mitzrayim, Say, say, me, Rushalayim, Ashkame, Behar, Rave, Sime, Vaisachoy, Taisi mi mitrayim Al nar rois vabel Bitaisi mi rushalayim O mare koid adoy Noi ki eshe chel esvon Taisi mi mitrayim Echerem litu oshal Tevach litu oshal Taisi mi rushalayim Zerach umin chobin shemen amish Say, say, me, Mitzrayim, Segula, Selukucham, Katzai, Latimcham. Chagim, Mishabot, Saisum, Oisim, Yois. Say, say, me, Mitzrayim, Tanis, Vievel, Urdai, Vahevel, Say, say, me, Rushalayim, Taibu, Ayolim, the Arba, Odigol. Say, say, me, Mitzrayim, me, Ole, Yishma'elim. Say, say, me, Rushalayim, Yovel, Shmita, the Eret. Rushalayim, Pyrus, the Yoron, the Abnezikar. Betzeisi mi Mitzrayim Betzeisi mi Rushalayim Leviyim Aroinim Meshivim Zekei Betzeisi mi Mitzrayim Noikshim Umayachim Mekoinim Betzeisi mi Rushalayim Moshe Yaren Novi Aron Yanchen Betzeisi mi Rushalayim Hay narach milcham ba'adai noisham Betzeisi mi Mitzrayim Betzeisi mi Rushalayim Sisrei paroi ches v'sidrei marech Betzeisi mi Betzei simi Rushalayim, Tiye yitzazoha miham shel v'rat. Betzei simi Mitzrayim, Ushlach ha'neze v'yavas ha'vei. Betzei simi Rushalayim, Kiddush ha'udvuwa. Betzei simi Mitzrayim, Betzei simi Rushalayim, Rina Vishuva Bechatzai Zeroi Sassu Betzei Simi Mitzrayim Shulchan Ubnoi Rav Ve'elel Shaveva Toros Udam No sugar and no carbet say, Jerusalem. It's what we say, shuffle the issue, you say, the full. Hey, come to me, so love me, come to me, love me, come to me, love me, so come to me, love me, love you, love me, I'm with me, I'm in your body, my love. Sit up and knock it, my shoe, my shoe, my do, my son, my yum. Kill my serving, the heaven will come, my yum. And yet I may rock the dash, and my ring will love you. Yoy vi de rakhes ey khone pekhes vi gefen bay rakhes u bay rakhes vi gefen u bay rakhes u man khon u bay rakhes ki yoy me kan oy yes han ey vim sham ne lu kam me moy noy ne kham apon im su vol ki ne mo yom vi nay ra tay ra ay man de dar yom No yaman a chayshes li oiv dim a bayshes o yam. Teni gam koi zarak vezchar bo yivrak me o yolono.
Kina is one that was composed during the times of the Crusades, and is a reference to Zerus Tatnu, and then Chayalois Zinu Mekoyman Pinu Ka'arben Nivnu. The soldiers armed themselves and they're on their way to take Eretz Yisrael. Ka'ar ben Nimnu, and they were a large number. Tos Bikshu, they were seeking the source of their Avodah Zarah. V'olai Hikshu Oyali, and because they were seeking the sources and the grave of their Avodah Zarah, so they became very difficult for us. Yerusam Kishkashu, their Avodah Zarah was storming, creating Va'oso Sikishu Va'osi Ikshu. So this goes on to describe how the Jewish people were almost a casualty of the Crusades. Obviously they weren't. But historically it's seen as they were inspired to get back to Eretz Yisrael, to get back to Israel. And on the way, so we were the casualty that they unleashed themselves out at. That's the leitmotiv of this kina.
Next keynote, we spoke about already. This is the keynote which discusses the attempts to quiet the bubbling blood of Zechariah. And Anubis Rabban comes in and challenges the Jews in this blood.
Bas bavala shtudu bas edoy ma mevsha az. Vitzaki ler al tez mechi o yav ti al shev ekar ne ikin e pal tikam ti. Yes, we need to be sure. The next kino is the kino by Rav Yehuda Halevi. He lived in the was born in late 1000s, 1080, and died as a young man in Eretz Yisrael at 1145. And the this kina, the legend is that he composed this kina when he came to the gates of Yerushalayim. Rav Yehuda Halevi pined all his life to be in Eretz Yisrael, and according to legend, he was killed by a horseman who was passing by and knocked him off when he finally got to Yerushalayim. The a few lines down, he writes, Levi leveseel v'lefnei el ma'od yema u'machanai mechol nigei teirayich. So these are the places that the Yaakov Avinu had a certain Gilui Elokus. Levi Leveis Kael, that's where Yaakov Avinu had his first Gilui. Vilifnei Kael Ulifniel, that's the place where the Malachim came and accompanied him back to Eretz Yisrael. Vilimachanayim Kol Nigi Teirayich. And this refers to the groups of Malachim, the camps of Malachim, that came to greet him. So this is where Yehuda Halevi is saying he has now come full circle in Yaakov Avinu's journey, so to speak. And when he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, so Levi Leveisel, he gets a sense of what Yaakov Avinu felt when he was brought back to Eretz Yisrael the first time, and a sense of what he felt when he was brought back with the Malachim after he had spent time with Lavan. The next paragraph, Shama Shechina Shechun Olof, the Yitzchak Pasach Lemul Shari Shachar Shavayach Uchvayda Hashem Levad Hoya Me'oireich, and Hashem alone was what lit up for you. That might be a reference to the end of the Birchas Kohanim. We talk about Oras Ponim. Oras Ponim means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu sheds light, but the way it's taken to mean in the Svarim is Oras Ponim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu extends Himself in such a way that we feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is favoring us. So when He comes back to Eretz Yisrael, He says, "V'chvod Hashem levad hoya." No, that He felt the sense of Oras Ponim. And later He says, "V'yaselich nafayim v'archik nedod." If I have wings, I would wander far away. Only the visre levavi bein besarech. Right, I would guide myself to the place of bris bein avsarim, because he says neini b'shotet. What I would give to be able, Yehuda Halevi says, to be able to go to the various places where the avos and the neviim felt either some kind of gilui shechina libi leveiskel, or some kind of oras ponim as Kod Hashem levad hoya me'oireich. So the Levi says he comes back to Eretz Yisrael. Obviously the core of Geula is to come back to a sense of Shechina. He says, but in Eretz Yisrael, that's where I'm able to come across some of those places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Himself felt to a greater extent. Epo liyapi al yertzech, me'eretz avinayich, that if we get welcomed back to Eretz Yisrael, so that means that the reference to the psukim at the end of Achrimos, that the land itself is accepting us. Is what's the point of coming back to the same places where there was a Gilui Shechina? He says, no, that's what the Torah says. The Torah says that
that Eretz Yisrael welcoming Klal Yisrael, that's how Oras Panim. Now if I go to a place in Eretz Yisrael with greater Kedusha, if I go to a place in Eretz Yisrael where there's Gilui Shechina, so that's all Yehuda Levi is pining to come back to these parts of Eretz Yisrael to be able to feel the sanctity there.
The next Kina 37 refers to the various great qualities of Eretz Yisrael. The last Kina ended up by saying Asher Mechake V'Yigia V'Yira, that it's worthy and good for a person to wait and get to see the rise of different parts of Eretz Yisrael. Liroyz B'Toyos B'Chirayich, Lalis B'Simchoseich, B'Shuvich, and the Kanmus Nerayach, when it returns to some of the aspects of its youthfulness. And the next Kina refers to various attributes of Eretz Yisrael. Apparently, Tzion Kichi called Sori Gila the Zirayach Indai, the man Kiel Godlu Shirayach, that speaks to the curative powers, I think, apparently, of the Yam HaMelech, maybe the Yam HaGadol, but I think Yam HaMelech. Eretz Tzvi, Eretz Yisrael is referred to as Eretz Tzvi, is a land that produces quickly and with bounty. By Laos Namon, Eretz Yisrael is a place where Namon was cured by using the rivers of Eretz Yisrael. Afli Yisula Ofer, the stones of Eretz Yisrael, the gems of Eretz Yisrael, and then Ta'anugim, Bevovos Rayach, right, grapes, and the wines of Eretz Yisrael, Im Apsonim Bris Korsu Nesayach, that because Rahu placed it in that certain the natural predators, when they live in Eretz Yisrael, they will sleep. It also is a remarkable part of Eretz Yisrael. Bachol Behema Ba'ov Chachmo Adei Kachamor Hoyu Lifnim, that I'm not sure how he sees this, but the animals of Eretz Yisrael are better animals. And we were able to see all these things when we came. And then the Kina goes through certain various things being back in place in Eretz Yisrael, Melech, and police, and Yerushalayim being in place. But the beginning is simply the physical beauty of Eretz Yisrael. These are because that's part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's gift to Klal Yisrael. And it so should be beautiful. So tzion gechi kol sorei gilo nitzira yechin dan laman kiyom kol shemeh. Shaydim Mechol Agul, Shaydim Mechol Yerbeim, Melech Bekir The next scene, it comes back to the theme of the Chil Hashem that Klal Yisrael is, that when we are amongst other nations in a non-remarkable way, and it concludes with the Imohos, with Yirmiyahu saying, go back to Maris HaMachpelah, and when Sarah hears, she will come and cry. And possibly acting also as part of the shlichus of the Ovos, but probably Sarah and Rachel and Leah had to find the place of Klal Yisrael clapping the other nations of the world. Sarah having Yishmael and having to throw Yishmael out, and then Rachel and Leah themselves experiencing the home of Lavan. So perhaps that they more than anyone put the Python, that they more than the Avraham and Yitzchak understand the position, the necessary position of a Klal Yisrael amongst other nations. Thank you.
Tzion sheshanech alay ovar gegoyz alimayim. Choshkum oi roiz vegam shokim. Ki ashokim oi nizamru. Sim Bartiv Gimme Menachem Asher Brachach Ma'oy Mikro Menachem Ma'am Mechuna Mechuna Yom Gam Tanen V'yano V'kom V'chi Yeshu Tachat Sim Enayif Sim Tekoin Ani Alay Vom Ba'ovois V'shali Mechon Be'isaye Be'isech Ela Ma'or Lechi Tzirchi Memar Rachel V'leya V'chulo Zion, you did so earlessly, Oy simlacht bkhut Devram ekoy vekh lesur bakhar be oy bkhur gam Bakhdar be gil ne dar ander be khon dar be dar Allah gevulay khde vir tel yevus Karad ne shmekh al shem shtey koyandim dav mit tsvach Bon me oy nekh me noy ומחשבו יזברך על יעיז ותם ובי מריבו ויום זם אז היית אומר צייך הויז לשיס חוג יסוי ממך תעודו וסוי קידוש יבייך Bardo blinish mokoi loy bies niv days. Al zays besak oi vim vim. Lay mad yechel in sabo yechlem. O kim chatzis loy loy mish vimois mafel. Yo moi kim oi na von ne loch mis islam ne kim ne adorim. Now you so voice the Yate toy vi tsvech tu yen. Yigal vo oyz mi shvil o shvil yevet tsvim.
The next kina is by Maharam Rotenberg on Shali Srufa Be'esh, that the Torah to whom I turn all my questions became burnt, and it was composed after in response to one of the major book burnings which took place. I think 24 cartloads of huge cartloads of sarum were then burnt. And so he writes, Ode tigzor l'srov das eish v'chukim v'lechein ashri shisham l'chim l'ayach. And again, it's hard for us to imagine the pain of seeing cartloads of gemaras being put to fire, and the inaccessibility of many of the Rishonim that were there, and it represented again it's countless hours of work and of study and before printing things that were absolutely unable to this day to be able to recapture much of that. That's what. So besides the bizyonos to see the Torah being burnt, and besides the hatred that it encompassed after one of the great debates, it also represented just such a loss of Mesorah and of human manpower.
Ki men o sehi nachamech tzor v'yoshim shivu shivte yeshuvan v'yor v'shulaye Tziyoin tzvi ras fe'er chid v'as aguraye Hudaych taki v'roma v'kel chavudaye Bal v'chivech ha'shulach ha'vosoy Zor nech Thank you.
Moshe v'yidechul mito seich hu ad v'maya v'kidushin v'gam v'chsubo zeh rabboni yuganu. Toyin mitanas v'enes v'meren yoyishaf v'dudo demu yoki chasufo kol machzikim v'nizrechem yitzu'ucho leave it in there, let me out, you know, fool guys, you know, fool guys. Semarashi Sheikh. Uda v'nech, Rashi Soinich, let's stay born in here. Helez v'shavol v'shuloni. Tzayik ani v'mkoyne mese liv goysem ha'li zoyk li lehi. Talu yimei oni eisech se onyeich. Rochafu atzom ha'yalei v'oli v'ikor v'shur kisid. Shokidu v'yokidu. Toye l'vav v'yashir nirtze v'yesim e'yom. Tevrech ha-choyzech ha-lelach v'zaniz v'sadusa v'ati negina b'fi zeydem ha-ruvim yamu v'alala t'ni kol v'chimar כבוד והודור רב יאיפי וסייכי Aleph Sniv Malkei Adlon Mirmos Tzin Aleyem Nini Yom Leisech Hashi Karchim V'goizik En Eshral V'nei Zanu Gayech Ramu V'gondlu K'moy Galim V'lev Yom V'zoy Rayech Tziran loin koinem veimo yishir saducho Tziran geveres lamam lochois v'tziran ayech hu beishaloi mimsi v'yeser v'yayech Or v'tzuvois Chozul neviyem v'shavnire v'shemir k'doish yakoim Iyim yechavu l'rodoi sedo moibsim alei shivu yirapu Sarachim avi yoshu matay vishoim kolom. I was in the home, Mr. Kiryo Lido. Yes, I love me. Thank you.